So the question was that critics may say that shelters shouldn't be used as spaces to sort of hide out women who don't have their immigration status, and that CBSA should have a right to look for people who are under removal orders. So how can someone speak to that?
No one is illegal. Okay. So the idea that certain people have status and certain people don't is actually a perpetuation of violence against women. So the idea is that women are experiencing violence, right? Whether or not they were born in this country, whether or not they got status here by going through the governmental systems, it's important to think about that women are experiencing violence on an international level here in Canada, whether or not we have status, right? So it's very important to think about if we are a country, if Canada is a country who is actually about supporting women, it's about supporting all the women in this country, whether or not they have status, and that the idea of status actually stops women from being able to get certain support. So in fact, there is nobody who's actually like trying to, you know, screw over the system or access services, you know, that doesn't really exist, because if women are experiencing violence, then we as Canada, we who have privilege, we who have power, need to be supporting those women in whatever ways we can.
One thing that occurs to me is that we have had exceptions made to policies that apply to migrant people. So, for example, at the Toronto Police Service, at the Services Board, the Shelter Sanctuary Status Campaign brought requests for the police to adopt a don't ask, don't tell policy, specifically for women who were facing violence, who are women without status. And the police service, while they would not sign on to the don't tell, so in other words, they believe that if they come into knowledge of someone's being here illegally, they must pass that information on. What they did agree to do was not ask as a matter of course, so that women who were here without status could access. And this is the reason they did it, same reason. They did it because women without status could not access police services without fear of being arrested and deported. This has also been a policy that's been adopted in relation to sex work here in Toronto. So Toronto police have done fantastic work with sex workers here in the city to guarantee them the ability to access police services, justice services, without fear of being arrested for prostitution, criminal code violations in relation to solicitation and that kind of thing. So it is possible to make those kinds of exceptions. We've seen it locally, and there should not be a reason not to look at this on the federal level. The other thing is that Canada is signatory to the Convention on for the Elimination of Discrimination Against Women. We have international obligations, and it's not. It has happened before that Canada, in relation to Indigenous people, for example, has been called on by the United Nations to change policies, to adopt policies, to change practices in order to protect Indigenous peoples here in this country. And we could have an argument about how well that's going, but. We do have obligations internationally as well as federally. And so I think that without having federal debate on those issues, without talking about what is the higher standard that we are held to, when we become aware of policies that are a contravention of our international obligations, then we have to look at those policies and we have to look at rewriting or changing or whatever needs to happen to those policies. And for CBSA to act, because there hasn't been that work done, I think what we're saying now is, okay, now we know about it, we need a moratorium on that kind of activity until we have a proper debate about how this policy is affecting our obligations internationally and, you know, our stated goals internationally, that kind of thing.
And I think just to add to that, in 2006, when we first saw immigration enforcement go into schools, No One Is Illegal took up the Don't Ask, Don't Tell campaign to ensure that schools would be safe spaces and that no immigration enforcement would ever enter a Toronto District School Board school site again. And students and parents and teachers mobilized to say that school and education should be accessible to all people regardless of immigration status. And critics said the same thing, that why should schools be hideout zones for people who don't have status? Why shouldn't immigration enforcement walk into a school if that's where they know a person without status is hiding? And I think when that was addressed, and when communities mobilized and when we brought attention to the issue, policy was changed, and the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy was implemented at the Toronto District School Board. So like Anna said, that's what we're trying to do now with the Shelter Sanctuary Status campaign. We are drawing attention to the issue that it happened, that we are not okay with it, and that as the women's movement, we will rise up and make sure that our shelters are a certain type of space according to our demands and our needs.